It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith.
It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sabrina.
Father, we just thank you this evening as we come together again to lift up the name of Jesus, the Word of God that gives life. For those that walk according to your commandments, according to your will, for those who walk in repentance, God, we can hear the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord can change our hearts. And I thank you that you use Pastor Smith to give this right now word to a word that's lost and dying and chaos all around it. But God, you said that you would give us, God, the grace. Because where sin abound, grace abound much more. And I thank you for the word of God tonight in advance that will change the hearts and the lives of your people, Lord. I thank you today that God, no weapon formed against this prayer line shall prosper, and that the blood protect us all as we gather to hear the living word of God to teach our hearts to do the will of God. And I ask God that you just begin to minister to those that are online to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, and that we are receptive and will receive it, and that we'll walk it out. In Jesus' name, bless this time. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all our new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Remember, there are always four ways to receive a word from God through our ministries: Tuesday night prayer line, which you're on, and also our Wednesday night prayer line at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 916-588-9688. You can also attend in person if you happen to be in the Sacramento area every Sunday at 1:30. The address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue in North Highlands, California, which is in Sac County, inside the Ark of Salvation Banquet Room. And the fourth way is to call in and listen live to the word going forth every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time again, and the number is 916-588-9688. Please save the date for our Harvest Festival that will be happening on October 31st. Come fellowship with Full Gospel House of Prayer and the Ark of Salvation at our Larchmont Avenue address. More details to follow. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His works. And always remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Oh, well, this is Sister Tamara. I just have a really quick testimony. I've been going through something with my daughter's school for the last probably 2 weeks, and it just felt like I was coming up against a brick wall and things that I knew that were wrongly done towards my daughter. And I just thanked the Lord for the power of prayer. I just cried out to God and said, God, you know the right thing. Please, make this crooked path straight. And He did. So I just thanked the Lord for that, and I ask that you continue to pray for me and my family.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Brother Jeffrey James from Pennsylvania, but I'm living in Georgia now. I want to thank God for protecting my daughter. She had emergency surgery yesterday, and it all went well, thank God. You know, she was very afraid, and I'm just glad God held her and took care of her.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimonies, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for the Word of God, that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will breathe on us tonight, that we can receive this Word, O God, that your anointing will bring life to the Word, and we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, and Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 6, please. Again, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, and Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 6. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen, because we can be in the same accord.
Amen.
Praise God. This is the word to encourage the believers tonight. There's so much going around the world, universal. There's so much tragedy. There's so much going on. We're in perilous time. And this word tonight, we're going to pray, and we just believe God to move supernaturally, because we thank God for this line being open. We thank God for the radio station, for the staff, for the engineer, for Pastor Roger that opened this door for the purpose of us to intercede on the behalf of the troubled times we are in, to petition God. That's what intercessor does. They're prayer warrior, engaged in spiritual warfare against satanic forces. This is why we're praying tonight, saints of God. We're in a spiritual warfare against a power of darkness, a satanic force of fallen angels that's behind most of the evil that's happening in our world. But tonight we know that God has given believers the ability to fight against every evil spirit through prayer. Prayer is a weapon against the devil. That's what Sister Tamara says. She prayed, and the weapon of prayer stopped the evil one that was coming against her daughter. Prayer is a weapon against the people, against the devil, because the devil comes against the people of God in their lives. And tonight we are going to intercede against these demonic forces that's moving universal all over the world. It's perilous time. It's dangerous time. Everything around us in situations that's unsafe, financial difficulties, trouble and stressful situation, disease and calamities coming against our bodies, all kinds of diseases, calamity and illness in our bodies, corruption in the church, politicians that's out of control, stealing from the poor and the weak. These things that Satan has set up against the universe, these are demonic powers that's working against the universe. It's perilous time. And many times we have our head in the sand and forget to remember that Satan is a fallen spirit. He's the prince of darkness. He's the prince of the air. He rebelled against what God have for the church. He is a spirit of rebellionist. He's a satanic power. We have to keep this in mind, saints of God, and not get so relaxed. And that's what prayer does. Satan comes to overthrow the church, to oppose the church, to make waves in the church, to cause confusion in the church, to cause the church to be full of vexation, for there to be power play in the church, to break faith in the church and believe in God, to bring schism in the church, to cause us to be in a place where we're disloyal to God, to cause faithlessness in the church. And that's a demonic power. And it's not time to play church anymore, to come in for a concert and entertainment. Satan loves that. But we are to use the weapons tonight that God has given the saints authority in prayer and interceding. When intercessors move, pray, it moves the hands of God, and it prevents many things that Satan is planning against our household, our lives, our family, our finance, our business, our affairs, our bodies. This is what intercessory prayer does. And we're going to see it by the word of God. When the saints come together in agreement, and the enemy comes to bring all these distractions, so we're not in agreement.
It's my old
he comes to
right
bring
there.
Schism.
My Samsung right there. Can I borrow
he
it?
Comes to vex the church. He comes with power play. He comes in these type of soul spirit to overthrow the church, to make waves in the church. And so tonight, Satan, you cannot come against the church, because we're coming together tonight to do warfare against you. We're coming together on the same accord tonight to fight against the satanic forces of the evil one through warfare prayer. We are in a warfare, saints of God. And when we begin to pray, our weapon of prayer works against the devil and calls those things that he has set up to work against us, to hinder us, to be stopped. We're in the world, but we're not of this world. And so because we're in this world, we need God to supply our needs. We need God to keep us healthy. We need God to keep us safe. We cannot hibernate and close up, but we have to go out and attend to our needs, and we need to be protected by God as we go out and attend to our needs. We need to be protected by the Holy Spirit. And so this is why we are praying, because we are not in hibernation. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And these calamities is all around us. But we can pray tonight because we can be safe because of God. We can be safe in this unruly world. So this is the purpose of why we're joined together tonight on this phone. We're going to begin now with 2 Timothy 3:1-5, please.
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, desperate of those, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
This is the word. We're seeing this every day. There will be difficult times in the last days. People will be selfish, greedy, boastful, conceited, insulting, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, despise the Bible, unkind, no mercy, slander, violent, hating good, reckless, swollen with pride, love of pleasure rather than love of God, having a form of God, but rejecting the power of God. He said, keep away from such people. This is God's word. And tonight, this word is to encourage you, no matter what is going on around you, you are in a safe place when you stand on the power of the working word. God is in control. God is in control. Why? God's word is consistent. His word is honest. His word calls us to survive. His word is a life-changing power. God's word was predicted for the future events. This word was predicted in the book of Genesis. This word was predicted for future events. But we are to stand strong and stay focused on the word of God. This is what we are to do as believers, and get out of that place where we get so laid back and relaxed, and where we don't pray, where we don't read the word, where we don't come against the devil. But he is a satanic power. He's is a sly fox, and he desires to be in a sleep state. But it's time to be awakened, to come out of sleep tonight by the word of God. And that's why Jesus has to come. Isaiah 53:6, please.
All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all.
That's why Jesus had to come tonight. He said all of us was led as a sheep that was lost, each going in his own way. But the Lord made the punishment fall on him, his son. The punishment that we deserve, he took it. Why? Because his punishment brought forth salvation in order for us to be successful in these perilous times. Because if we don't have salvation, if we was not saved, we will not be successful in these perilous times. We have to be under the blood. We have to be saved through the power of God, his spirit, and his word. And that's why we intercede, and that's why we pray. And tonight, how do we close the doors of the evil one? The devil comes in, and he attacked us when we deliberately disobey God and choose to sin. That's how the enemy has came in and caused such chaos in the world system, universal. That's how he come in, through an opening, thanks to God, when we know the word. I'm not talking about people that's young in the Lord, have not yet gotten into a spirit where they have became good stewards in his word, where they are novice. I'm not talking about the young in the Lord, those who have not grown in the power and the strength of God. There are people that know the word. They preach and teach the word. They know exactly. They are scholars of the word. And this word is saying tonight, when we deliberately disobey God and choose to sin, it opens up a crack, and the enemy comes in, and his plan is to do one thing: to hurt the body of Christ. And tonight we're going to come against that satanic force tonight, that power that has made a state to revolt against the body of Christ. We're going to get our heads out the sand tonight. We're going to throw the program out the window. We're going to stand on the power of prayer and worship tonight, and we're going to fight against this demonic power with the power of prayer in the word of God, because the devil has made an assignment against you and I tonight, our families, our bodies, our mind, everything that concerns us. He hates the body of believers. And so he comes to bring schism in the church. He comes to cause us to be in a place where we overturn things, and we come in not to bring togetherness, but we come in to fight against one another, to oppose one another, to bring an uproar in the church. And the Spirit of God cannot move in those kind of situations. That's a spirit of vexation that's sent by the devil. It's a spirit called power play, and we must come in humility tonight. We must come together, join together tonight to fight against a force that hates all of us, saints of God. And that devil makes plans against the body. When he see these spirit of schism among the believer, he raised and rebelled against us to try to come against the authority of what God has given the believers. But tonight we have power through the word, through prayer, and intercede. And when Zion began to pray, the Bible say birth come forth. Somebody need to be saved. Somebody need to get out of the webs of Satan. Somebody need to be healed. Somebody need to get into a place where they are self-supported, where they have sufficient funds to take care of themselves. Somebody need to get off of welfare. Somebody need to get off dependent on the system. The system was created for a not a long time purpose, for a purpose when a time you had a great need. That's the purpose for the system was created. But the devil has made it so where it's become like it's natural, but it's not. But we're coming against the spirit of poverty tonight. It's a spirit that the enemy has slowly came in where people think they have been deprived and somebody owed them something. That's the spirit from the devil. It's for the disabled. It's for the less fortunate. It's for the people that's going through a crisis. And you should not be in a crisis all of your life if you are a believer. It's not scripture. And so the devil come to bring these situations in our lives tonight. These calamities I'm talking about. But we're going to come against this by the word of God tonight, where pleasure will no longer be the first on our agenda, where the love of money and greed that we get delivered from tonight, from the spirit that have our system, our politics corrupt, where they don't even want the poor to have medical coverage. That's a spirit from the evil one, saints of God. And God is not allowing that to happen. When the saints pray, the saints of God come together in unity and pray against these powers that want the weak to stay weak and want the poor to stay poor, to have a class set up where there's one that's receiving the most and there's one that's staying in the same situation. That's a power from the evil one. It's called poverty. But God gave us authority over these spirits tonight. There are people of all ages sick in their body with all kinds of disease. It's not by being elderly anymore. Children is born with that plague over their lives. People are sick with all kinds of diagnoses tonight, calamities of illness in bodies. We have the power to pray against these demonic, this is demonic, saints of God. These are demonic powers in the last days. Corruption. There's in the media, it's slander in the media. Nothing good. Every now and then you see some good program, but the media is full of slander. Programs that people love to see how people pull down one another. It's in the media, and people love it. But we have power in Jesus' name to come against these powers that want us to think we got to deal with it, but no, we don't. We can go and pray. We can pray and intercede. That's what the Spirit of God told the church in the book of Joel. He told them to go back to the altar. He told them to rend their hearts and not their garments. He called them to declare a fast. It's time to declare a fast, saints of God. I'm not talking about going to some convention and have a motivated speaker. It's time to declare a fast before God, because the word of God says some things come forth by much prayer and much fasting. When you begin to pray and when you begin to fast before God, those powers that seem like they don't want, they are not going to break. The power of God through fasting and prayer breaks the power of demonic sources that's working against us. It's time to seek God as never before. And so tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to come together tonight as prayer warriors, interceding universal. Because this is affecting the whole world. It's unlimited. It's everywhere. People in all areas are going through this. But tonight, we have a weapon, thanks to God. And God have given us the ability to fight evil powers. And we overcome us because of the blood and the word of our testimony. And so tonight, that satanic force and his fallen angels are going to be shaken tonight by prayer. Those attacks that they desire to set up against us will be prevented tonight by prayer. And those things that he desires to overthrow the church will be stopped tonight by prayer. It's not in just one church. It's a part of a body in this hour. We see the power play. We see the uproar. We just sit back and talk about it. It's time to put it on the altar tonight. We see those things as opposing righteousness. We have authority through the power of prayer. It's a weapon against these spirits, this spirit of confusion, this spirit that's fussing about nothing, these faithless spirits. We can go to work on time, but we'll put God on the back of the agenda. It's time to put him first. It's too many faithless people is in authority in this hour, and it's not pleasing to the Holy Spirit. God will use you when you confess you have a struggle and that you're going through something that you need God to deliver you from, but yet you're faithful to God and the things you know you should do. But that spirit that come to judge you tonight and come to condemn you tonight because of your faults, because you fell in some area, that's a spirit of judgment. We're going to stop it tonight. It runs rapidly in the church of God. But tonight, that's a spirit. It's a satanic spirit, thanks to God, because God uses his people when they have shortcomings and they come into a state of repentance and God come in and repair them for ministry. And when some their shortcomings before their face, it's displeasing to God because that person is back in fellowship with God. So that's where the schism comes in. And we know how God used Gideon, how Gideon thought he was the least. Some people think they're the least tonight because they're not in such a class that some people think they're better. And Gideon was one of those people that love God. And he was baffled because God said, I want to use you, Gideon. You are some Gideons out there tonight that God said, I want to use you in spite of your failures, in spite of your shortcoming, because I sent my son to cause you to succeed and to make you strong tonight, because I see your faithfulness. I know you're going to hold on. I know your word going to be your bond. I know you're going to stand fast. So this is the time tonight, saints of God, for we who are warriors against a demonic power tonight to fight against these satanic forces that come. His plan is to prevent us from being kept. His plan is to bring havoc over our lives. His plan is to bring sickness and disease and warfare. His plan is to cause our finance to be in such a place where we can barely make it. It's a spirit over California where people can hardly live, can hardly find decent housing. And I was reading an article, 55 and older. These people are in such danger of being homeless as never before. It's so many homeless people in California, and it's so out of control. They say with 55 and above, where they just cannot afford on disability and retirement, Social Security retirement, to pay the out of control rent and housing. So that's a spirit. That's a power of darkness. And we have the authority tonight to come against this weapon of homelessness. homelessness. It's a spirit sent from a demonic power. We look at it and wink at it, but we got to come against that demonic spirit through warfare prayer. Children out of control. Homes out of control. People need healing in their bodies. Relationship falling apart. People can't get along in the church. That's demonic. That's a force from darkness. He knows when we get together, we are a force against the kingdom of darkness. And that's why he desires to overthrow us, saints of God, to bring us in a place where we are prevented to walk in the fullness of God. That's why Jesus came, so we could succeed in this system, this wicked system. You succeed when you do not live without depending on God. You have to depend on God. But when you live independent of God, there's no success in it. Anyone that lives independent of God in this hour are not successful. But when you rely that he's your source, when you know that he is my source, my dependence is on him and not a job and people, my dependence is on God and him alone, every need will be met. Every door will be opened that he has created for you to walk through. But when we live independent of God, it lasts for a moment, but it falls apart. But when you live depending on God, the spirit of prayer is a weapon against every demonic spirit that wants you to fail. You will not fail when you depend on God, because God will turn your mistake into a blessing. God will cause your enemy to bless you. He'll prepare you a table in the presence of your enemy. He will cause men and women to give unto your bosom. He said, the wealth of the Gentiles is laid up for the just. That's his word, saints of God. So this is the night that we're going to pray. We're going to intercede on behalf of people going through difficulties and troubles and stress who can't financially make it. They're sick and ill in their bodies. They don't have insurance. Who the devil wants them to be deported, who have lived here, have paid taxes, and call them immigrants. We're all immigrants. That's corruption from the devil. It's a spirit that the enemy desires to brutally overthrow us in. Because he breaks all the rules. Satan have no rules. He have no boundaries. He has no obligation to the word of God. But we are obligated to the word of God. We're not going to be in cooperation with no demonic powers. We're going to fight against those demons tonight with prayer according to the word of God to prevent everything he is setting up against our household, our lives. So everybody that's a disciple of God have a ministry inside of them. And those ministries being held hostage by the devil. They need to be loose. If you're saved and you're a believer, there's a ministry inside of you that need to come out tonight. Because he made us ministers. When you are saved, there's a purpose for you. But the devil would have it locked down. But the spirit of prayer and petition can unlock your ministry tonight. That God say, I designed you to do it, and no one else can do it like you, because I created you for this particular dispensation to do this, that, or whatever. And Satan has came to prevent us. But we have power tonight through intercessory prayer, thanks to God, to do spiritual warfare against every satanic force. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, this is Jeffrey again. I would like for you to pray for my children, you know, because everything you said tonight is basically falling right on them. They are really getting out of contact with God, and I just want God to really touch them so they can get back to him before it's too late.
Praise the Lord. Okay, brother. Anyone else have need a prayer?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
I hear you.
This is Penny. This is Penny.
Okay.
I want to have prayer for a lady. Her name is Jackie, and I met her at the nail shop, and she had two of her adult children, sons, had passed away within a couple of years of each other. One had overdosed and one had committed suicide. So she was explaining to me how she wanted to give up and she wanted to die. And so I wanted to pray for her, and but we ran out of time. She had to leave. So I wanted to just send a spirit of comfort to her.
Okay. Anyone else have need a prayer?
Yes, this is Sister Cece.
Okay.
I want to pray for the taste of drugs to be out of my nephew's mouth. And tomorrow I'll go for surgery again. So those are the two things I want to pray for.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Arlene. And I just appreciate the word that went forth tonight. And I've been working on trying to get into prayer and intercede. So I just wanted to ask if you could pray that the Holy Spirit would direct me and guide me on things that to pray for. And also I have a friend that just uses alcohol as a means of numbing the problems in his life, and he just needs to be delivered from that.
Okay. Anyone else have need a prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room tonight. Obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we come tonight repenting from anything that there's an opening, God, that the devil can come in and come in to assault us tonight. We repent of any sin tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus will close up every crack tonight so Satan cannot get in to come against us tonight. Because where the blood is, there's protection, there's shielding, there's a covering. So tonight we repent of any unconfessed sins tonight. We confess tonight, Father. We ask for forgiveness tonight in Jesus' name. And because we have, oh, Father, everything that was out of order is in order again because of the blood, because we confess our sin, and Satan cannot trespass the bloodline. Because of the bloodline, he cannot find an opening. We thank you for the covering of the blood tonight, so we can go into intercessory prayer tonight to do warfare against every demonic power and every spirit of the occult, to come against every force of darkness, to stop the activities in the airways that the prince of darkness and the prince of the air desire to cause these disturbances. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we read in the book of Isaiah that Jesus came to take our punishment in order for us to have salvation, to be successful in this world. These are systems set up by Satan to conquer and overthrow the church. And Jesus came against system because it was the principality to cause the church to be in havoc. And that's why Jesus had to come against that power of darkness. He came, he fulfilled it, and it's done. So in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight that those spirits and those powers that come in this hour, and this is an hour of perilous time in last day, the last day. So many don't want to receive it, but if they are scholars of the word, if they read the word, they know that we're in the book of Revelation. We are in the last days. But God, your word said that you will keep us. You will shield us in this wicked place in Jesus' name. And that's why Jesus came for us to be shielded from the wicked elements of the devil. So we come against these powers tonight in intercessory prayer. We come in agreement tonight against the forces of darkness. In Jesus' name, I pray for the homeless. I pray for those that cannot afford decent houses in this hour, especially in the state of California, out of control. People can't afford the rent, mortgages. Everything is out of control. But God, you are in control of finance. You said the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. You said the gold and the silver belong to you. The earth is yours in the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, and everything belong to you. You're God in control. And because you're God in control, there are young people that need to buy houses. And God, you open up a door that no one can close for them. There are people on this that's disabled and low income and fixed income that need an apartment. Father, I thank you for opening up the door of sure housing tonight in Jesus' name. There's homeless people on the street, don't have jobs, living in tents and living under the freeway and living in parks, that the Spirit of God, by your Spirit, bring forth transition of houses in Jesus' name, that you begin to touch now those that have stuffed pockets and can do it, God. And I send the word of God to go into those business places, those places where there's resources and funds, that the Spirit of God, you do outreach like no one else can do outreach. I ask that the Spirit of God will do what no outreach program can do, that the Spirit of God will touch these places where there's funds. As I read, hallelujah, your word, you went to the house of mercy when that man was sitting there at the pole of the Bethesda. You went to the house of mercy. We need you to go to the house of mercy tonight, Father, and do what no one else can do in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, for those with critical illness in their body. Your word say you are the great physician. You say, I'm the Lord God that heal it thee. I thank you, oh Father Jesus, for the Spirit of God, that the balm of Gilead, that healing balm, go and touch their bodies now. And the Spirit of healing will begin to manifest, my God, life in their bodies tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for reconciliation for families that's breaking apart, that family that's falling apart tonight, that the Spirit of God reconcile and heal family. You institute marriage, God. It was the greatest ceremony that could ever be formed, and you did it in the book of Genesis, and the devil been fighting against marriage since then. But I thank you that the Spirit of God sent his son to reconcile us back to God. I thank you for reconciliation families, reconciliation in marriages tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for opening doors for those that need good jobs in Jesus' name. You said the wealth of the Gentiles was laid up for the just. I come against that biased spirit, that spirit of power play that's hindering closing doors for those that are qualified to walk through their door, but the spirit of the evil one has closed that door. I lose Revelation 3 and 8. You say, I open the door that no man can shut. I send the Spirit of God to begin to open doors of employment tonight in Jesus' name, that those that are skillful, oh God, that you will give them good jobs to take care of their families and their needs be met tonight. In the name of Jesus, that the opportunities will be open, that biased spirit, that racist spirit, I lose the blood of Jesus to overthrow it tonight. You made us one. It was created by people, oh God, that one class is better than another. That's not the word of God. You made us one. You created us as one. And Jesus, I thank you tonight that those that can't go through a door, that the Spirit of God will go into places now and cause doors to be open for them to walk through and be successful tonight in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of failure in the name of Jesus. I counsel it by the blood of Jesus. I counsel it in Jesus' name. I look the spirit of success now to fall on those, oh God, that need to go into a successful place. And I send the word of God to move rapidly on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, those that has ministry closed up on the inside, don't even realize what their ministry are, that the Spirit of God give them revelation. They're saying there's a ministry on the inside need is crying to come out. And tonight, come out in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will bring you forth in the name of Jesus. Those things that God has chosen you to do in this end time, that the end time ministry will come out of you tonight in Jesus' name, that the forces of darkness will not bind it up from this night forth, that the Spirit of God would elevate you and put you into a place where you do ministry according to the word of God, according to the will of God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight for Brother Jeffrey children that the Spirit of God get in touch with them as never before. God, I was thinking about Billy Graham as he had a testimony. Hallelujah. There were so many people getting saved, and his house was falling apart. His son and his daughter on drugs and all kinds of things. But he said he believed the word of God. He continues to preach. In this hour, his son is a preacher. His wife, his daughter is a preacher because he stood on the word of God. I thank you for Brother Jeffrey standing on the word of God. You say you believe in Jesus, you and your house shall be saved because the devil comes against the men and women of God in their household as never before. But it's the time to stand when your children is going wayward, when everything is tossed upside down, when it seems like, hallelujah, I'm praying for everyone else and my children can't get saved. They seem like they don't want God. But God, tonight, get in touch with these homes of God. Get in touch with these children. Get in touch with these people, oh God, that's departed from God. Bring them back to the house of God. Cause those prodigal sons and daughters to come back to God. Draw them by your Spirit, God. You are the one who can save them tonight. And I thank you for salvation now to move over the people of God who's praying for loved one that seems like there's no hope, but there's hope in because of the word. God is in control. Because you're in control, you save to the uttermost. In Jesus' name, I pray for this friend, that penny mess, oh God. The one that's giving up because her children passed away. I look to the Spirit of God to bring hope alive. If she's not saved, save her, God. So the spirit of hope will begin to take over her spirit. That the Spirit of God bring hope in a hopeless situation. That the Spirit of God now would turn, hallelujah, her tears into joy. And that the Spirit of God would do in her what no one else can do. I thank you tonight for hope to come alive in this woman tonight. And that the Spirit of God move in those places, God, and begin to cause a resurrection in her spirit. I pray for Sister Cece, God, and this person, oh God, is on drugs. That the Spirit of God is the one to rehabilitate us. That the Spirit of God go into that place and break that power, that spirit, that satanic spirit, because drugs is of the occult. That the Spirit of God will come against that spirit of occult in Jesus' name, that dark spirit that has his appetite drawn into drugs. I look to the Spirit of God to come against that occult spirit, that the Spirit of God will break that power over this person in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will set him free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. I lose healing now to his inside, healing now to his desire, that the Spirit of God will heal him and save him tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for success for Sister Cece going through this surgery. In Jesus' name, I bind up and overthrow anything that will come against her, any instrument, any doctor, any procedure. I send the word of God to cause success. I bind up failure and overrule it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to overtake Sister Arlene and this person that need deliverance, oh God, from alcohol. It's a spirit. It's a device from Satan, that the Spirit of God will dry this person up, that the Spirit of God will give him a desire to seek him, that the Spirit of God will draw him and save him from alcoholic spirit. We thank you for his deliverance in Jesus' name. We thank you for Sister Arlene, hallelujah, that she's a prayer warrior, director how to pray and who to pray for and when to pray in the name of Jesus. But God, they will not just be empty prayer. It will be anointed prayer. Anoint her to pray in Jesus' name. And I pray, oh Father, for the prayer warriors worldwide, for the underground church. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray that the walls are built up in Jesus' name. I pray for salvation, Jesus, for the Jews that's not saved. You said you would save them in the last days. And I thank you for your word. I read it, Father, and you said you will save them in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, for prodigal sons and daughters to return to God. I pray you draw in the unsaved. I pray for WGOK and everyone that's associated with it, for the engineers, for the staff, for Pastor Roderick. I pray in Jesus' name that outreach, that the Spirit of God is in the mix, that God do what they can't do for themselves, that God bring in supporters and helpers, that every door be open, oh God, for their heart desire to be met for the community, for the less fortunate. In Jesus' name, I pray in Jesus' name for the believers on this phone tonight, that the Spirit of God will go in every place, everything that seemed to be falling apart, everything that seemed that there's lacking, that the Spirit of God, that the superior hand of God will supply the needs tonight. I pray in Jesus' name that doors they think is open, that the creative hand of God create doors for them to walk through. I decree it in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will move quickly, and that the Spirit of God will move in excellency, and the Spirit of God will overthrow and prevent the powers of darkness this night, and that the Spirit of God will move in a force for them tonight. Those things they feel like they're going down, and the Spirit of God, hallelujah, will raise them up tonight in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God will give them new beginnings. The Spirit of God will activate things that's dead. The Spirit of God will bring a resurrection in their life tonight. I decree it by faith that the Spirit of God do the impossibility tonight. You say, there's nothing too hard for you. Those hard places that they're facing now, Father, in courtroom, in documents, in every force that's working against them, I lose the Spirit of God to stop the forces of darkness that's working against them to progress. I lose the Spirit of progress over them, and I counsel the spirit of failure, and I decree it by faith this night, by the authority in Jesus' name. Jesus of Nazareth is passing. He's passing over us today, saints. He's in the atmosphere, and he's doing for you what you cannot do for yourself. For the Spirit of God is moving on your behalf tonight. I declared by faith that the Spirit of God resurrect those things that's in a dead state, that the Spirit of God bring it forth in new life from above, coming to your life this night by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
He was given